I'm Laura Winters. New this Saturday, we learned Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been in the hospital since Monday, and no one from the White House alerting the media or the public. Heavy criticism from reporters who cover the Pentagon. Austin reportedly being treated from complications following a minor elective medical procedure. Austin is 70 years old. Another handout to illegal aliens, a report from California that Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will be giving free health care to another 750,000 illegals on top of the 1.1 already receiving it at taxpayer expense. This comes as California is facing its biggest budget deficit ever. One person killed, 12 hurt after a bus crashes in upstate New York on a highway near Lake George. Police say the bus rolled over, detectives investigating the cause of the crash. Pennsylvania Senator Democrat John Fetterman says he doesn't recognize his alma mater, Harvard, anymore. Fetterman speaking out about former Harvard President Claudine Gay, who was forced to step down after she refused to condemn anti-Semitism raging on campus. Fetterman in an interview saying, as an alum of Harvard, look, I graduated 25 years ago, and of course it was always a little pinko, but now I don't recognize it. In other news, a third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
To the weather now, millions of people along the East Coast under a winter weather alert, a nor'easter approaching as the first snowstorm of the year hits. The I-95 corridor expected to get hit with rain and light snow in the Philadelphia and New York area, more snow farther north. A preview for you now of testimony. Dr. Fauci, scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill next week on the origins of the coronavirus and the response to it here in our country. He will face tough questions from the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus pandemic, that coming up on Monday and Tuesday. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul telling Sean Hannity on Fox News that privately Dr. Fauci said in emails that the virus looked manipulated. And Senator Paul says Fauci was well aware of the gain-of-function research ongoing in the Wuhan lab in China. Senator Paul with major questions about the safety committee that was supposed to be overseeing this potentially dangerous research. Olympian and famed double amputee runner Oscar Pistorius out of prison, USA's Ryan Daniels reports.
The South African native had been sentenced to 13 years for the murder of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. The word is Pistorius has been released after serving 9 of those years. Details surrounding his release are still unknown. In South Africa, serious offenders are eligible for parole after serving at least half their sentence.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.